We'll get right to Ray in Sun City, who's got a question for Chris and Linda Stanfield of Stampede Plumbing. Ray, go ahead, sir.
Yes, the valve on the inlet to my water heater. I was going to flush the water heater, but the valve is frozen. I can't shut it. Is there any easy way to free it, or do I have to replace it?
Chances are you're going to have to replace it, and because you could just try to force the valve, but if it breaks, you have to have the ability to change it at that time. Also, what you can do is you don't have to shut the water heater off necessarily. You can also just hook the hose to the bottom and turn that on, and that'll help flush. You don't have to actually shut the water heater off and drain it. But once again, that valve is the same age as the one up above probably, and so you want to make sure that that's going to be okay to work as well.
And if it's a spinning valve, that's a gate valve. We like the ones that are lever, ball cock, 90-degree turn. This leads to another text question that we had. Donna and Oral, that's not the right one. We'll get to Donna. Stephanie, is it ever too late to drain your water heater? Hers is gas, 9 years old, never been drained. What would you tell her?
You know, there's a risk. There's a risk whenever you're draining the water heater. You want to make sure that you are properly prepared. If you can't get that valve to work when you start to drain it, if something happens and it breaks. But the other risk is you may be taking sediment off of an area that could leak when you remove that sediment, and you don't want to cause a leak by that. So as plumbers, we can go on in and do that because we're prepared for if a leak happens or if a valve breaks. But at this point, you are taking a risk if you start doing it. I personally would let that go until I was ready to change that as soon as possible, because if you do have a lot of sediment in there, you're heading towards a leak anyway in your future.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it either. I think most plumbers would tell you if it's right. Over a couple years old, just leave it out, ride it, wait till it breaks and replace it, and then clean it this time.
But that's where your homeowner calendar comes in. Put the calendar on, and once a year, put your maintenance item on there to flush your water heater.
That's what the design of it was for, just to help us keep up with all these things that we just don't have time to think about.
That's right.
Our homes
use the calendar.
Thank you. We've had a lot of fun with it, and we all agree that the 2019 was better than the 2018. We had a strategy meeting for 2020. Look how many red line edits we have already. So we just keep learning and learning and learning. You can get your free home maintenance calendar from any of our certified partners. You guys carry them
with you.
You can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'll send you one in the mail or track down our promotions team. And next week they'll be in Tucson. They're not on the road today. We give them a break every now and then. But they'll be in Tucson next week. Let's see. Donna and Oracle, how often does the anode rod need to be replaced? She does drain it regularly, her water heater, but it didn't know about the anode rod.
Do you want to go with that, Chris?
Sure. You just need to replace it when it deteriorates, and the only way you can check it is to actually pull it out and look at it. If there's still quite a bit of material, like Rosie said, there's a metal rod down the middle, and it's about the smaller than the size of a pencil. If that's all that's left, it's time to replace it. But if it can, sometimes you can pull it out and it can look really bad. It'll look all pitted and everything, but there's still a lot of material. That just means it's working and that's still good.
We have some that we go back and literally we are replacing it every single year. Again, it has outside factors that come into the water heater. And then other homeowners and water heaters we go into every 4 or 5 years is good enough. So it really depends on your water heater and the factors that's going towards it.
How hard the water is you're putting in it, how often you're using it, the heat and cool off cycle. And if you smell rotten eggs in your hot water, that's an indication that the anode rod has leaked. But a lot of times we don't think about it, and that smell only lasts a short period of time, and it's gone.
Yeah.
But if you smell rotten eggs in your hot water, the anode rod's gone.
That's one of the things I tell people. Your plumbing will talk to you, either by a smell or a sound or a hiss, something like that. It's talking to you.
And speaking of a sound, these two questions we print off from this week were both air hammers. How do y'all handle an air hammer?
So an air hammer is when, like, you have a valve on and you shut it off, like at your sink, and you shut it off abruptly, and then the water rushing to there, it bounces. It bounces back. It hits and bounces back. There are mechanical devices that you can use to put on there. They work like shock absorbers to absorb that and take that away.
And those are pretty cheap.
Yeah, they are pretty cheap. And you know, you can also just shut the valve off a little slower. That's like in the old days, we didn't have this problem because they were all turn valves and you'd turn them down and it'd take a while for it to turn all the way down, where now everything is a quarter turn and you just flip it and it goes from full to off in a matter of less than a second.
Last one real quick that we'll get to. Justin, a contractor broke the main water shut-off valve for a house while installing a water softener. Should I expect the install company to replace the valve, or should I expect that cost myself?
Well, the plumbing valve, if they went to shut it off to do the work, in his defense, I would say the valve should be in good working order, that he should be able to easily turn that off and it work. If he had to force it, maybe he should have came and said something first to you before he did that, but you probably did need it replaced anyways.
Linda, Chris Stanfield, thanks for being here with us Saturday mornings. If you didn't get your question answered on air, we used to be able to see how many callers were left on hold. No, oh, we've got three questions left, but now we got to check text, we got to check email, we got to check phones. If you didn't get an answer, don't worry. We sit here until we get all questions answered before we head out for our weekend. But if somebody during the week needs a professional plumber for the Maricopa County area,
we're here for you. Just give us a call. We'll be happy to answer any question or come on out and service you.
You can find him at rosieonthehouse.com under plumbing, or that number is 602-903-1787. Thanks for 14 years so far of partnership and being every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Y'all have any weekend plans?
You bet. I'm ready for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yes. That is this weekend. I can't tell you the last time I saw one. I think it was when the Cardinals lost. I never had a reason to watch it again. And when they took it away from the Saints and the NFC,
there's always a good time to celebrate. It's a good time to celebrate.
Sunday's going to be a horse riding day.
Good.
All right. We'll see y'all next Saturday. Be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.